Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
During my time off, I was watching TV, and I happened to see a show called, when they have the shows, it's always this, and then they do this, and this, and then they do that. So they'll have, cakes. We're doing making cakes. We got the Cake Boss.
Oh, Cake Boss.
Oh, we're going to make cupcakes on our show. Oh, we're going to have a battle of cupcakes. We're going to do cupcake wars.
Yes.
Like, that's how it seems to go.
And then they add midgets to everything.
They do.
Yeah.
They'll have, all right, we got the midget, and then we have a midget family. Then we have midgets that are dating.
Oh.
And then there's, we're single midgets. You know what I mean? So where do they go from midgets?
Where do they go with midgets?
No, from midgets. So we have midgets. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Gigantically tall people.
Super tall.
Oh, nice.
That's where you go.
Opposite.
Rod figured it out. My Giant Life.
Oh, boy.
Has anybody seen this?
No.
It's about women who are really tall. There's four women. They're all over 6'6". Yeah.
Oh.
There's an actress who is 6'9". She is, that's her. That's the one that Carmen's showing right now. She's 6'9", but she's a big, full 6'9". Like, she's not fat, but she's like a normal-sized woman at 6'9". So she just looks like a giant. There's another one who is 6'6", one 6'7", or actually two of them 6'7". One of the ones that is 6'7" is a 17-year-old girl that's in high school.
Damn.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, she is she's normal-looking girl, attractive girl, whatever, but 6'7" really stands out because she is thin and tall, and of course she's on the basketball team.
Yeah, for real.
But it's just basically just following them around and their life and what's going on and stuff, and people, you know, just dumb. How's the weather up there?
The high school girl is, it's insane. Her neck is like a giraffe. It is super long. It's abnormal. I'm not trying to make fun. It's just abnormally long.
She has three brothers. Two of them are over 7 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She has a brother that's like, I don't know, 20 or something. He's like 7'3". But here's the thing with that. If you're 7'3", you're a millionaire. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You should be.
Just start playing basketball. You have to start playing basketball. Because if you're a young and you're 7'3", you're probably going to wind up being 7'5", 7'6", something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. But so that's all the show is. But see that big one that's on Cowhead TV right now. She is 6'9", and she's fully developed. She's got big breasts. Her body, she's not like thin, but she's not fat. So she looks giant. Guess what they took her to do? Her and her friend go to get pedicures. And then the little Asian lady is rubbing her feet, and it is straight out of Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, man.
It is straight out of Deuce Bigelow. Like, I was eating at the time, too, and she's going in between her toes and stuff. And I'm like, all right, turn this on. I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, there's one point I'm watching on TLC.com. They have, like, clips of the show. And at one point, I guess they put some type of camera on their heads.
Yeah.
So you can walk around and see what it's like to look like. That's cool. Because short guys, Spanish and I, we walk around.
Yeah, I'll never know what that's like.
We're chest level at best, if we're lucky, on most people. So being able to see over, like, the woman's walking through the grocery store and you can see over the aisles. Like,
yeah.
That's how tall she is.
Oh, she said, she goes, listen, if I'm coming over to your house, you better clean the top of your refrigerator because I'll know.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? And she was, she's like loading the dishwasher and she's like, the places aren't made for persons that's 6'9".
Yeah.
She had to get a custom bike.
Oh.
She has to buy a certain kind of car. Like, she has to make sure there's enough leg room and all the stuff.
They show a clip of, I guess, the blonde has like a smaller boyfriend. He gets on a stepping stool to kiss her.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not kidding. I'm almost at that point with my girlfriend because she's taller than I am and it's embarrassing. Like, it sucks having to reach up to a kiss.
But how she's like normal height.
Yeah.
How tall is she?
I'm tiny. She's 5'6", 5'7". I mean, realistically, my license says 5'6". I'm 5'3". If that. I lied on my license.
Did you shrink?
No, I lied on my license. They let you write down how tall you are. So I was like, hey, I'm going to write down 5'6".
Come here. Stand next to me. I want to see something. Because I'm 6'4". I don't think I've ever, like, stood next to you to see.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
That's an adorable
Seriously,
picture.
Seriously, like a whole head taller.
Yeah, that's that. I don't, you know, and I, we joke around a little bit, but I would never like seriously make fun of you for being short. That's not anything that you can control or anything like that. But I, and this may hurt your feelings. I got to be honest with you. I'm so happy that I'm tall.
Oh, yeah, right? Listen, I grew up, growing up, my nickname was Shorty because there was two Robs in my class. We had a class of 32 kids from first grade all the way up into sixth grade. Same 32 kids. Nobody ever moved. It was, everybody was in that town. So we all grew up together. I was Shorty my entire life. And then I moved towns and it just, no one mentioned height. No one ever mentioned it again. Nobody's like, hey, you're special or extremely short.
Yeah.
But it does. I know it sounds weird. It's not a handicap, but it feels like one. It feels like when you're shorter than everybody else, you're missing out on a lot of things. It's like I was not able to ride roller coasters as a kid. Like when when we went to Six Flags for Science Day, guess who was the only kid not able to get on any of the rides?
Shorty.
This guy.
Shorty was the only one.
It sucked. Being short sucks. I can't imagine being extremely tall is fun. I would assume it's a huge pain in the ass and probably feels like a handicap as well. Not normal height, but giants like these women.
Well, even like Hoppy is what? 6'7", 6'9"?
Great point.
Something. He has to buy shoes. Like, his shoe size is 18. Like, he has to just find shoes wherever he can find shoes.
They look like clown shoes. That's, and I'm not trying to make fun of him or be mean at all. They look like that's how big they are. It's ridiculous how big his shoes are. He and I went down to do interviews outside of Ariana Grande on Thursday. And it's weird seeing, because it's a lot of, like, high school kids and, like, 17-year-olds. And then you can just see him. At one point, we were outside of Amalie Arena. Yeah. I was by the hot tent. Which was all the way to, like, the right side of the building. And he was all the way on the other side by, like, where news trucks park. It must have been a good football field's length away. And you could just see him towering over everybody else. Right. Then he gets in my Jeep. And my Jeep is a Jeep Wrangler. It's small. He gets in. He almost had to fold his legs. Like, they were so high up in the seat, they were touching his chin. His knees were touching his chin. That's how long his legs are. It's insane.
I am the youngest of four boys. And normally, the youngest in the family is the tallest. And my oldest brother's 6'1", next is 6'3", next is 6'7". I thought I was going to be like 6'9 or something. I was like, ooh, I don't want that at all.
So tall.
Yeah, that's too tall.
See, I think for men it's okay because you can, but when you look at women that are too tall, you're like, oh, but I look at girls who are shorter and I go, that's hot. Like, I like, not like midget short, but smaller than me, normal body features. That turns me on so much because I'm taller than them.
Yeah, women can be, you know, from like 5'2 to 6' is totally fine. You know, if you're over 6', you're going to get some people that are like, ooh, how's the weather up there? Which is totally fine. You know, for a guy like me, I'm 6'4", so that's fine. And they'd still be able to wear heels. And I know that's a big thing for women, why they don't, a lot of times won't date shorter men. They want to be able to wear heels and feel protected. And,
my girlfriend can only wear heels to work because it's not like I put a ban on them, but she goes, when I come home, I feel like she walks in the door and she'll take them off outside of the apartment because she knows how height conscious I am. Because then all of a sudden I go, really? You had to wear those inside? It's almost like you're rubbing it in my face, but you don't mean to.
See, I encourage Kelly to wear heels. I don't really mind.
And she's already taller than
Yeah, she's like 5'8", 5'9".
Way taller.
Yeah, and we'll go out and wear heels, and I'll stand next to her, and she'll put her arm on my shoulder. I'm just like, yeah, this is my lady. This is my Amazon princess.
She'll do that where, like, she'll put... does she ever, like, put it on top of your head?
No, she just, hasn't. Like, she will respect me and not do that,
It's got to be weird, though, but for these girls, you know that they get a lot more of, whoa, look how tall you are, you know, and all that type of stuff. There was a girl that worked at the Golfarium, where I used to bartend, and she would come into the club, gorgeous, gorgeous girl, but she was about 6'5".
Wow.
And so really stood out, because not only are you 6'5", but you're very pretty. And guys used to, like, go up behind her when she wasn't looking, and they'd, like, stand, like, how taller is she than me, you know, and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, and then they'd ask questions about her height, and I go,
Jesus.
Do you think you're going to get anywhere with that? Yeah. Like, do you think that that's going to help you at all, you know? She's never heard that before.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do your knees hurt because you're so tall?
They.
I don't.
There. You know, I was watching this and I was saying to my wife, a lot of NBA players, a lot of basketball players, you know, they're multimillionaires. They'll get custom homes made with the counters taller, with the different stuff higher, so they don't have to bend over as far.
Yeah.
I don't like that, because if I have to marry, they probably would never marry me because I'm so short, but then what do you do as husband?
You don't think one of the NBA players is going to marry you?
LeBron James isn't coming calling for Spanish to be
look
a husband.
Look at that sand.
Look at that picture. Doesn't she look like a giant?
It looks like it looks like she's in a miniature house on purpose.
Because she's 6'9". And she's 6'9". She's a normal size lady. I have to imagine she weighs at least 300 and some pounds.
But she's not fat.
No,
not fat. But just this sheer size of it, you know, she has to weigh, I would say, at least 300 pounds.
Her femur bone looks like one of those dinosaur bones back from the Flintstones. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the one that they put on the car.
Yeah,
and it flips over.
I think we found something. Nope, just a lady.
Just not a dinosaur.
Just a giant lady.
Yeah.
Could you date a girl that tall?
Oh, yeah.
7 foot?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that would be too much for me because it's just, it's too much of a height barrier. Like, it's going to, like, she has to bend over at her waist to kiss me, like, goodnight. It's almost like a mother-son type thing. It'd be too.
Well, depends on where you're kissing her goodnight. I would imagine. Carmen, you like tall guys. What is the tallest guy, though? Would you go out with a guy that's 7 feet?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Yeah, as long as he's good-looking. And, you know, has a semi-personality.
Doesn't have, like, giant face.
Yeah.
Like, where he's got, like, weird, awkward body.
It's really long.
Right, right.
It doesn't fit. Yeah, no. I mean, I still want to be attracted to you, but yes, I love tall guys.
Well, Hoppy's tall.
Yeah.
With an unattractive face.
So. Yeah. Oh, so, she said it.
He's got giant face.
But no,
he has baby face on a giant body. I think that's the weird part.
No, he has baby giant face. Like, you can tell. Like, he's still growing into it.
Baby giant.
Baby giant face.
He does have, I notice, I study him. Like, whenever I'm around
him.
You can't
help it.
It's like it's a social experiment. Like, I'm just looking going, okay, what happened here? And I noticed he does have very tiny teeth, which is weird because his body's so big, you would think big, normal teeth. Tiny teeth.
You know what's weird is he looks like one of the guys on the midget show. The family that has the midgets, the one kid on there.
What is that show called?
It's
not Growing Pains.
Little People, Big World or something like that.
Growing Pains. I don't know why I thought it was Growing Pains.
Mike, Maggie, Carol, man. But he looks similar to that guy. I love that Rob thought he was going to put Carmen on the spot. Say about she's like, yeah, but he's got a giant face.
No problem.
I totally saw this going the other way. Now they're dating, and hopefully something good happens.
Carmen, you have the picture. That kid.
This one.
Doesn't.
Yes.
What?
He looks like that kid.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, if you can find a picture of just him. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That looks a lot like him.
Yeah.
He's a giant midget.
He is.
Yeah. We figured it out.
Giant midget baby face.
Baby face.
People said when we were walking around Amelie Arena, it looked like that movie with Billy Crystal, My Little Giant, where I'm Billy Crystal and I'm next to this tall oaf. That's
my
what it
giant,
looks like.
Yeah, George Marichon, whatever his name is. All right, so... yeah, that is who he is. He's a giant midget.
That's crazy.
He's an oxymoron. We figured it out.
Real life.
Look at that picture.
Yes.
That is Ryan.
That's crazy.
We got to get those and do a side-by-side.
Okay. Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.